Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Remember when you were a kid and you had to sometimes go into work with your parents? That was always fun, wasn't it? My mum worked in a sweetie shop.
Oh, get off.
Bingo. It was the best thing ever. So, like, after school, you know, I had to go and spend an hour with my mum in the sweetie shop, sitting up the back.
So now we know why.
So that's where I got my sweet tooth from.
Yeah, I thought my dad was an absolute genius.
Why? What did
he
do?
Well, he worked for British Telecom.
Yeah.
And he used to manage these telephone exchanges.
All right.
But that was the days when there were gigantic rooms with racks from roof to ceiling.
Yeah.
Of just all of these switches and buttons and noises and so, wow.
No, your dad had a gigantic rack.
That's where you get that from.
Exactly.
And now we know. And and Marty, your dad, what did he do?
My dad was a mechanic.
Oh, wow.
That was really cool.
Did you ever go in to work with him?
Yeah, used to go in quite a few times. And the best part was when the cars used to go up on the ramp.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to get to press the button for the ramp to go up.
Never. Oh, when you were like, so what, cool. 5, 6, 7
yeah.
years old?
Yeah.
So your dad was good with a spanner?
He was.
Yeah. And now we know where that comes from. Today we're talking about when you were a kid, did you have to go into your parents' work for the day because they couldn't get any childcare? So you had to go into their work with them.
Or it was the officially bring your child to work day.
That's right. Elizabeth Douglas says, my mother was a cleaner. I used to go for rides on the big buffing machine. That you
I'd love to use one of those.
You know the big buffing machine for the big floor there? I love that. What you got, Arlene?
Oh, this is great. My dad was a sales rep for Nestle. This is Lynn's Mellis on Facebook. Nestle, yeah. Me and my sister were fed Kit Kats all day while he did his paperwork.
Wow.
Keep quiet. Here's another Kit Kat.
Brilliant. Grant in Armadale, do you ever have to go to work with your mum or dad?
My dad was running assistant foreman at Haymarket Local. It's a train depot just at Murrayfield.
Oh,
it's like having your own life-size train set, isn't it?
I actually got to drive when I was 14.
No way!
Yes, I did die.
You drive a train?
Yes.
I don't know if that would be allowed now.
No, probably not.
So was it just in the sidings, you know, just sort of moving things from shed to shed or whatever?
It was down in Muller Hill.
Right.
It was, I think it was one of the sidings.
Yeah.
And just sort of shunted him by. Obviously, the driver in the other seat beside me.
Oh,
absolutely amazing. It was fantastic. It was brilliant.
I love
really,
that.
Really good.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, mate. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
Sue says, my dad was a kiln burner at Preston Grange Brickworks. We used to play on top of the kiln, in amongst all the sulphurous fumes and that. Health and safety would have a field day. What have you got, Arlene?
Livingston, she said, my dad is a policeman, and when I was about 6 or 7, he took me there for the day. The only evidence of the day I have is a photo of me sitting in one of the jail cells, tears streaming down my face, because I thought my dad had actually arrested me. That's mental cruelty, that is.
That is. Okay, now, on the phone, we've got Peter from Edinburgh. Peter, what do your folks do?
Very boring for my mum's job. She worked in the bank, but I was actually in the bank when it was held up.
No!
Yep.
How old were you?
I was about 17 at the time, so I wasn't that young, but it was quite terrifying. It was up in Glasgow at the Tron Gate.
Okay, so your mum works in the bank. Is she, like, behind the desk there, just giving people their money out over the desk, kind of thing?
No, she was a secretary to the bank manager. But what was quite surprising was that the counter was about 4 foot high, and then it had a 6 foot bandit screen, and the guy came in and just jumped over it.
Wow.
And then we just looked at him and just thought, well, if he can do that, just give him the money.
And so was it like an armed robbery or like proper?
Yes, proper armed robbery. There was four people in total.
And, terrified, but no one got hurt?
No one got hurt, but it was guns and everything.
And did they get away with like a wad of cash?
Yes, they did. They did. They got away with quite a bit, but they were eventually caught and had to go and do an ID line-up at Maryhill Police Station. But they all had balaclavas on. Now he turned around and said he looked like Dennis Healy because he had bushy eyebrows.
There you go. Wow.
Wow.
What an amazing story. I didn't expect that this morning, but thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
See you, Peter. Nikki in Danderhall is on the phone. What do you say, Nikki?
I had my son out working with me yesterday.
Okay.
What do you do for a living, Nikki?
Shop clearance.
Shop clearance?
Aye, so I was dismantling shelves and stuff like that, and he was picking up all the screws.
Brilliant. How old was he?
Four.
Well, isn't that a bit dangerous place for a four-year-old to be, you know, with all the sharp nails and screws and stuff on the floor, Nicky?
No, we made sure that it wasn't the big ones.
Right, so just the little small sharp ones,
the
you
ones
mean,
you
then?
Can swallow.
That's the one.
Yeah, good, good. Dad of the year. Well done, Nicky.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Boogie. I once went to work with my dad, and he worked in a sales office. He got me sticking and licking envelopes. I licked about 500 in the morning, stood up and keeled over. I was high on glue.
Oh, so your dad didn't tell you that there is a device for that that's got a little sponge wet roller thing?
Yeah. I was young.
Oh.
God, but you never quite recovered, have you, Pete?
No. Got a taste for it.
Yeah, oh, God, that's such a horrible taste as well. Everybody now is... Everybody listening to this now is going... with their tongue, aren't they? Good story, Peter. Thank you, mate.
Cheers.